You're listening to Aero News Net on the web, www.aero.net. I'm Senior Editor Pete Combs. Joining me now, Correspondent Rob Finfrock. Rob, you went out to talk to some people who are building some home-built aircraft. That's sort of the crux of the EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association. And we're dealing with a new category of aircraft. This is the light sport aircraft. And one of the leading manufacturers already in this rather young field is Sonex and its president, John Monet. You talked to John. You talked to some folks who are building aircraft. What did you find out about this particular genre of flying?
Well, as far as Sonex is concerned, I found a lot of enthusiasm among both the people in the company as well as the people who have purchased plans to build the aircraft. I did speak to a gentleman named Dan Brandstrom who holds the plans. He was very proud to say that he holds plan number 237 and that he has just begun building his airplane. And he very much admires the design of the Sonex aircraft. He is looking forward to flying his own someday. And that was kind of interesting because he was not initially that impressed. He mentioned that when he first saw the airplane, it didn't strike him as one of the more interesting designs on the market. It is an all-metal airplane. The rivets are very, very easily in view. And does not have the cool bubble canopy that, you know, a lot of people are looking for on their kit-built airplane. But over time, the elegance of the design drew him over, and truth be known, the plane's design is right in line with its primary mission. It's a weekend flyer aircraft.
A lot of times, a kit-built aircraft doesn't necessarily come out of the box looking like what you'd want it to look like. What did John Monet have to say about this?
Well, John did go into great detail regarding the different itinerations that have spun off the basic platform of the Sonex.
To build an airplane like ours, I think that's the wise choice because we have we walk the tightrope between the expense of having a complete kit that just falls together and one that is easy to assemble. We call ours an easy build kit because it has all laser components. We use pop rivets. All the welding's done for you. So the only basic skills that you need to know are how to cut out a piece of metal, how to finish a piece of metal, and how to drill a hole and put a rivet in it. And we do that, and one of the unique things about our business has been, even since the 70s, mm-hmm. we've always done builder's workshops, and we do these two-day builder's workshops where you come and learn about the airplane, the philosophy of the airplane, so you know whether you really it's the airplane for you or not. Mm-hmm. You get to build a hands-on project that follows closely what the plans do. So you learn the whole concept of how the airplane goes together. And by the end of that two-day workshop, you know whether you can complete the airplane or not. We don't have you build an actual part. We let you make the mistakes on a part that looks like an airplane part.
Okay.
And, you know, you can make that scrap instead of having a scrap tail. There's a lot of scrap tails sitting around in garages and basements.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen.
For starters, there are three different Sonex models, the original Sonex, the YX, and the Xenos models. As far as the Sonex is concerned, they are using the original prototype and several different designs. If they have an idea for a design, they will try it out on the prototype. And to give you an idea of the breadth of this, you know, the possibility of the design, they currently have it mounted on a set of CZAW amphibious floats. Completely, you know, it's somewhat odd-looking aircraft on the floats, but they have tested it. They say it has responded well to tests. And they are looking at it as a proof of concept right now for a possible future production model.
So we could see a Sonex float plane production model.
Quite possibly. And it is an interesting-looking aircraft. I would not be surprised to see one in a few years on the flight line.
This really gives you an idea of just how fast this particular aspect of aviation is moving. Light sport aircraft approved last year by the FAA. We're seeing a lot of innovation. And is that causing any problems, do you think, for builders?
I think, if anything, builders are responding to this new market with a lot of excitement, and there is a lot of product out there. If you take a walk through the LSA Sport Mall on the southeast corner of the Aeroshell Square on Oshkosh's grounds, I was very surprised with the number of choices out there, anything from powered trikes all the way up to planes that, from a distance, do resemble the quote-unquote real airplanes that have been on the market for several years. There's very little difference with some of them.
any frustration on the part of light sport pilots or those who'd like to be light sport pilots in terms of the choices available to them at this point?
I haven't found any. I do expect to be able to go into a little more detail with the actual light sport pilots as well as spokesmen for the companies at a later date.
But John Monet over at Sonex seems to lead the pack to some degree in terms of coming up with some of these new designs.
Well, that's very true. And one thing that he did stress with me is that the Sonex was originally designed in Europe to comply with their microlight standards. And those standards were the model for the FAA's LSA regulations that went into effect last year. As far as the Sonex model, I think Monet is very excited by the fact that he is right in line with LSA. The Sonex can be either a very well-equipped and reasonably powerful light sport aircraft, or it can become more. It can be equipped with more powerful engines, and as we've already seen with the amphibious concept, it can be almost anything the builder wants it to be.
Rob Finfrock is a student pilot, and he's a contributor to AeroNewsNet. This is ANN. I'm Pete Combs.